A Comprehensive Guide to American English Conversation.
Introduction. This book is designed for non-native English speakers who want to take their communication skills to the next level. The content is carefully selected to help you become familiar with the natural language and expressions that native speakers use every day. From simple greetings and saying goodbye, to more complex tasks like asking for directions. You will also build a strong foundation in everyday vocabulary and learn how to construct clear, basic English sentences. Our goal is to give you a practical guide for speaking and listening in your day-to-day life. You will study real-world language used in various situations. In this American English Conversation Guide, you will learn how to start and end conversations naturally, use common phrases effectively, and improve your overall confidence when speaking.
The secret to faster learning: phrases, not words. One of the most important rules for fluency is to focus on phrases, not just individual words. Native speakers communicate in chunks of language. Learning these common phrases will help you process the language faster and sound more natural. As you move through this book, practice every phrase you learn. The more you use them, the more comfortable you will feel. We highly recommend. Using the imitation technique to improve your pronunciation, fluency, and intonation. By repeating what you hear, you train your brain to put words together without overthinking the grammar. How to use the imitation technique. For the best results, follow these three steps for every conversation in this book.
Listen and read. Listen to the audio while following along with the text to connect sounds to spelling.
Listen and repeat. Pause the audio after each sentence and repeat it exactly as you heard it.
Imitate exactly.
This is the most important step. Try to match the speaker's speed, emotion, and accent perfectly.
Repeat this process until you sound just like a native speaker.
All the conversations in this book are available as audio files. Please visit our website on umbrellaeducationhub.com for more information on how to access the recordings online and use your access code to download or for daily practice.
How to learn English language. These are some of the techniques that will enable you to learn English more quickly.
1. Know your learning style. Understanding your learning style is crucial. Some people are visual learners and may benefit from writing down words and notes, while others are auditory learners who learn better by listening.
2. Shadow English speaker.
Shadowing involves closely imitating a native English speaker's pronunciation, intonation, and rhythm. Listen to short sentences or phrases and repeat them multiple times to improve your speaking skills and accent.
3. Think in English.
Try to think in English as much as possible. When you encounter a situation or thought, challenge yourself to describe it in English rather than your native language.
4.
Learn pronunciation. Listening to audio. Listening to native speakers through audio resources such as podcasts or apps helps you grasp the nuances of pronunciation and accent.
5. Pay attention.
Whether you're listening to a conversation, reading a text, or watching a video, focus on the details. Active listening enhances your comprehension and vocabulary acquisition.
6.
Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Language learners often fear making mistakes. However, making mistakes is a natural part of the learning process.
7.
Surround yourself in English. Create an English-speaking environment whenever possible. Change your phone, computer, or social media settings to English.
8. Practice the four core skills.
Language learning involves four core skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. Balance your practice to develop all of these skills. An integrated approach ensures a well-rounded understanding of the language.
9.
Memorization for vocabulary. Vocabulary is the foundation of language. Use flashcards, spaced repetition apps, and mnemonic techniques to aid in vocabulary memorization. Regularly review and reinforce what you've learned.
10. Make a study plan. Creating a structured study plan is essential. Set specific goals, allocate time for different language skills, and track your progress. A well-organized plan keeps you on track and helps you see steady improvement. 11. Immerse yourself in English content. Surround yourself with English language materials such as books, movies, TV shows, and podcasts. Exposure to authentic language usage helps internalize vocabulary, sentence structures, and idiomatic expressions. 12. Learn idioms and phrasal verbs. These are commonly used expressions that can make your language more natural. 13. Use English in daily activities. Incorporate English into your daily routine. Label household items. Think about your plans for the day or reflect on your experiences in English. The more you integrate the language into your daily life, the more natural it becomes to think in English. 14. Set language goals. Establish short-term and long-term language goals. For example, set a goal to think in English for a certain duration each day or to complete a specific number of journal entries in English per week. Goal setting provides direction and motivation for developing this skill. 15. Reward yourself. Celebrate your achievements, no matter how small. Setting milestones and rewarding yourself when you reach them can provide motivation and a sense of accomplishment. 16. Practice every day. Consistency is a key to language learning. Even short daily practice sessions are more effective than sporadic, intense study. The more you practice, the quicker you'll progress and retain what you've learned. By incorporating these techniques into your language learning routine, you can accelerate your progress and become fluent in English more quickly. Remember that language learning is a gradual process, so be patient and persistent in your efforts. Unit 1. Greetings, introduction, and goodbye. Part 1. The first part of this book shows you how to greet or introduce someone, as well as how to say goodbye. Greeting means welcoming someone, using particular words or phrases, as well as taking a particular action. When meeting people formally for the first time, we greet them by shaking their hands and saying, "How do you do?" or "Pleased to meet you." In English, you'll find there are both formal and informal greetings. Formal greetings are more polite and are used with people to whom we want to show respect, such as a boss or a business associate. Examples. Conversation 1. At a workplace.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am doing well, thank you. And yourself?
I am well. Thank you for asking.
It's a pleasure to see you again.
The pleasure is mine. I hope you have a productive day.
Conversation 2. At a professional meeting.
Good afternoon. It's nice to finally meet you.
Good afternoon. The pleasure is mine.
I hope your journey here was comfortable.
Yes, thank you. Everything went smoothly.
I'm glad to hear that. Shall we begin our discussion?
Informal greetings are used with friends and other people with whom we feel comfortable. Example. Conversation 1. Meeting a friend.
Hey, long time no see. Have you been?
Hey, I've been good, just really busy lately.
I know that feeling. What have you been up to?
Mostly work and a bit of travel.
Sounds nice. We should catch up soon.
Conversation 2. Casual workplace or class setting.
Hi, how's it going today?
Pretty good, thanks. How about you?
Not bad at all. Just trying to finish a few things.
Same here. It's one of those days.
Yeah, hopefully it goes by fast.
Greeting. Example conversation 1.
How is everything going?
It's going well, thanks.
Conversation 2.
Good morning, Sarah.
Hello, Smith. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Great, thanks.
Conversation 3.
Hi there. I am so happy to see you again.
Oh, me too. It's been a while. How have you been?
Really? Good, thanks. Life has been busy, but seeing you just made my day.
That's wonderful to hear. Your positive energy always brightens things up.
Likewise. Let's catch up over coffee soon, shall we?
Conversation 4.
Hey, long time no see. How is everything going?
Not too bad, thanks for asking. How about you?
I've been busy with work, but overall things are going well. And you?
Things are good, just trying to stay on top of everything. How about your family?
Conversation 5.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
Actually, I'm under the weather today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
I have a headache.
Conversation 6.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Conversation 7.
Alex, hi.
Hi, Sarah. What's up?
Not much.
Conversation 8.
Hi, John.
Hey, Hannah. How's it going?
All right. And you?
I'm okay, thanks.
I'm also good. Thank you.
Conversation 9.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Just hanging out. How about you?
Same here. Did you catch the game last night?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Conversation 10.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, thanks. I just finished my exam, so I'm feeling relieved.
That's great to hear. You must be excited for the weekend.
Definitely. What are your plans?
Conversation 11.
Yo, what's happening?
Not much, just grabbing a coffee. How about you?
Same here. Hey, have you heard about the new restaurant that just opened up?
No, I haven't. Is it any good?
Conversation 12.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. What did you do over the weekend?
I went to the beach with some friends. It was a lot of fun.
Conversation 13.
Hey, long time no see. How have you been?
I've been good, thanks. How about you?
Not bad. It's been ages since we caught up. What have you been up to lately?
Just working and hanging out with some friends. Nothing too exciting, really.
There are many ways to greet someone. The following lists are some of the most common ways to greet someone, followed by ways to respond to the greeting. English greetings and expressions. How are you? How do you do? How is everything going? Hello, or hi. Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Pleased to meet you. It's been a long time. It has been a long time. It's always a pleasure to see you. It is always a pleasure to see you. I am so happy to see you again. How is it going? What's up? Hey, good to see you again. How is life treating you? How is life? It's been a while. Long time no see. Note, in some greetings, there is a bit of repetition. In English, this is not at all uncommon. Often when you greet someone, perhaps especially a friend, your greeting will be repeated. This is a way two people begin to bond by demonstrating that the two are on the same page. Responding to greeting. How do you do? I am doing fine, thanks. I'm just fine, thank you. Very well, thank you. It's going well. Not too bad. Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to see you. Thank you. Very much the same. No complaints. Could be worse. Note, generally depending on how you regard the other person, phrases such as thank you become abbreviated to something like thanks. This kind of shortcut in conversation is a reflection of an existing bond, a sense of informality between the two parties. Other languages do the same thing, but in different ways. For instance, in French, a formal greeting will use vous, and the informal will be tu. In English, this same level of informality is done through contractions.